And this part would be
elbow.
And this part here,
chest.
You ever refer to that as anything, the chest on a man? In the old days, they
not that I recall.
And this here,
well, we said stomach.
Stomach. When you didn't feel well here, you said you were sick.
With a stomach ache.
I see. You were sick in or
in the sawdust.
Or if you had a stomach ache, you say, I have a stomach ache, or I'm sick. Sick to or sick in?
To the stomach.
Sick to the stomach. And this whole thing I stand on is?
Your leg.
And this part?
Thigh.
And this part?
Knee.
And this heavy part?
Calf of the leg.
And the bone?
Shin.
Mm-hmm. And this part?
Ankle.
And I have one
foot.
But two
feet.
And in the old days, have you ever seen men sit around and talk like this?
Oh, yes.
What did you call that?
I've heard it called hunched.
I see, they're hunched. Mm-hmm. And did you ever call it, they were down on their
haunches.
Haunches. Yes. They never said hunkers.
Not that I recall.
When it's about 15 minutes before noon, you'd say, well, it's about a quarter, 15 minutes before noon, you'd say it's about a quarter
to dinner time.
A quarter to 12.
Quarter to 12.
And you remember if you had a man saw a board, he would put it up on what?
Sawhorses.
Sawhorses. And if he cut firewood, he would put the log in a, it looks like this.
We used them, but I don't know the name for it.
Does rack sound right?
Perhaps.
And when you used to put a baby in something so that you could take him outdoors, what did you call that? Had a wicker
baby carriage.
Baby carriage.
Yes.
And when you took it out, you'd say, well, I'm going to what the baby in the carriage?
Roll.
Roll the baby? And when a person cuts, suppose you had a little boy, and he wanted to get over to that gate, and he just started out and jumped over the fence and went over there. You'd say, he went how over there, instead of going out and down.
He went over the fence.
And he, would that be going catty-corner?
Yes.
Am I pronouncing it right?
Catty-corner.
If a man had too much to drink and he went across a field, instead of walking around it, he went across catty-cornered, and he went this kind of this way, would you say he's going
a weaving, I think, is what
weaving
in his motion.
Would you ever call it cattywampus?
I've heard the word.
Perhaps I have the wrong meaning. Mm-hmm. What the cattywampus? Suppose a car skidded on the road, and he didn't upset, but he just went like this.
The opposite from straight.